September 14, 1921. Each time the soul does her acts in the divine will, she grows more and more in sanctity. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus, on coming, told me, "My daughter, each time the soul does her acts in my will, she grows more and more before me in wisdom, in goodness, in power and beauty. In fact, as she keeps repeating her acts in my will, she takes more bites of wisdom, of goodness, etc., and the soul grows with the food from which she feeds herself. This is why in the Holy Gospel it is written that I grew in wisdom before God and before men. As God, I could neither grow nor decrease. My growth was just in my humanity which, growing in age, came to multiply my acts in the supreme volition, and each additional act I did was additional growth in the wisdom of the Celestial Father. This growth of mine was so true that even creatures noticed it. Each one of my acts ran in the immense sea of the divine will. And as I operated, I nourished myself with this celestial food. It would take too long to tell you about the seas of wisdom, of goodness, of beauty and power that my humanity swallowed in every additional act it performed. The same happens to the soul. My daughter, sanctity in the divine will grows in every instant. There is nothing that can escape from growing, and that the soul cannot let flow in the infinite sea of my will. The most indifferent things, sleep, food, work, etc., can enter into my will and take their place of honor as agents of my will. If only the soul wants it so, all things, from the greatest to the smallest, can be opportunities to enter my will, which does not happen with virtues. In fact, if one wants to exercise the virtues, many times the occasion is missing. If the soul wants to exercise obedience, it takes someone who commands her, and it may happen that for days and weeks there is no one to give new orders for her to obey. Therefore, as much as good will to obey as she might have, poor obedience will remain idle. The same with patience, humility and all the other virtues. Since they are virtues of this low world, other creatures are needed in order to exercise them. On the other hand, my will is virtue of heaven, and I alone am enough to maintain the soul every instant in continuous exercise. It is easy for me to keep her up night and day, in order to maintain her exercised in my will.